Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine. With me, Ahmad Faisal, would like to continue this program 1 hour ahead, 60 minutes for today's edition on 18 January 2019. And listeners, we would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listeners, we begin our program with news, read by Daulat Pane. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. General Elections Commission held the first round of presidential debate. Indonesia is more intensely fighting for Palestinian issues on the United Nations Security Council. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Donald Pani. The General Elections Commission, KPU, held the first round of presidential debate between the two presidential and vice presidential candidates at Bidakara Building on Thursday evening. The first round of the 2019 presidential debate carried the theme of law, human rights, corruption and terrorism. This debate is one of the five presidential debates to be carried out based on law number 7 of 2017 concerning elections. The law mandated the presidential debate to be widely broadcast to the people of Indonesia. Incumbent presidential candidate Joko Widodo aims to set up a national legislation center to harmonize legislation. He was responding to the reply by Prabowo Sandi pair regarding efforts to synchronize legislation. Meanwhile, presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto questioned the arrest of a village chief in East Java for supporting his presidency. He said the arrest is unjust treatment and human rights violation. Therefore, he would fire all discriminatory law enforcement officers if he were elected president. The 2019 presidential election is a rematch for both Indonesian presidential candidates, Joko Widodo and Prabowo Subianto, who had previously competed in the 2014 presidential election. Director General of Multilateral Cooperation of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Pabrian Rudiyard, said, as a co-penholder of the United Nations Security Council, along with the United States and Kuwait, Indonesia could be more intensive in voicing various issues related to Palestinian independence. According to Fabian, Indonesia also has the opportunity to oversee the process of making tax and other documents relating to Palestine.
Artinya semua isu yang terkait dengan Palestina.
This means that all issues related to Palestine, Indonesia participated in the drafting together with America and Kuwait. The issue of Palestine needs at least 1 month. Indeed, this is a difficult one. Our effort is actually how this issue is not lost. The discussion with other issues, the competition is quite high. Fabrian Rudiyard also said that Indonesia considered it important to cooperate with other countries, considering that issues related to Palestine were undeniably a difficult problem, especially if it were related to the status of Jerusalem. Fabrian added Indonesia was realistic in setting objects related to the Palestinian issue, such as humanitarian issue in need, the contribution of Palestinian women in efforts to create peace, and related to the practice of human trafficking in Palestinian refugees. The investment coordinating board BKPM has expressed hope that the presence of Taiwan Visitors Association TVA representative office in Jakarta will be able to enhance investment cooperation between the two sides. Taiwan is ranked 18 in terms of foreign investment in Indonesia with a total value of $142 million in the January to September 2018 period. be KPM to put the head for investment cooperation with Wijaya Sudibyo SAT during the inauguration of TVA representative office in Jakarta on Thursday, that with the presence of their TVA representative office, Indonesia will witness Taiwanese investment to Venice in the top 10 in the future. West Java is the largest among the five destinations of Taiwanese investment in Indonesia, with a value of $394 million, accounting for 35% of the total Taiwanese investment in Indonesia. The Taiwanese investment is mostly placed in rubber and plastic, textile, chemical and pharmaceutical, metal, electronic appliance, and medical instrument industries. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya has reiterated his determination to make Singapore a transportation and tourism hub for Indonesian tourism as part of efforts to boost tourist arrivals in the country. Yahya said Singapore Tourism Board, STB, positively responded to their plan during the ASEAN Tourism Forum 2019 held in Ha Long, Vietnam on Thursday. He said, during the meeting, they also discussed joint development and promotion of cruise liners and investment in 10 new Balis or 10 priority destinations that President Jokowi has designated. On the occasion, he also highlighted the successful programs of the so-called Hot Deals held at the end of 2018 in the province of Riau Islands, particularly Batam and Bintan, where 700,000 packages have been sold within 3 months. The program will be continued in 2019 with a target of 1 million packages. He said the program targets not only tourists from Singapore, but also Chinese and Indian travelers who plan to visit Singapore and later Batam and Bintan, which are about a 45-minute boat ride from Singapore. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bank Indonesia has guaranteed that it will maintain adequate liquidity so that the banking industry's credit growth can reach the target of 10 to 12% year-on-year amid potential liquidity tightening, which still overshadows in 2019. Bank Indonesia Senior Deputy Governor Mirja Adiyaswara stated in Jakarta on Thursday that the central bank would continue to look at the liquidity movement in the market and maintain its adequacy so that there would be no conducive fundraising competition. The condition of liquidity in the country in 2018 is still overshadowed by pressure, considering the loan-to-deposit ratio LDR of 93% at the end of 2018. The LDR indicates the availability of funds for the bank to fulfill its credit distribution. Based on Bank Indonesia Regulation Number 17/11/PBI/2015, dated June 25, regulating the LDR lower limit is 78%, while the upper limit becomes 92%. This year, Bank Indonesia targets banking deposits to rise in the range of 8 to 10% year-on-year to help credit go to 10 to 12% year-on-year. The Ambon National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas deployed its personnel on Friday morning to find a vessel carrying 12 passengers left astray in the sea after its steering wheel had broken. Odo, age 40, the skipper of motor vessel Tiga Saudara, contacted the agency's officials seeking help at around 8:40 a.m. local time. Head of the Ambon National Search and Rescue Agency, Muslimin, stated on Friday. Around 15 minutes after receiving owner's call, the agency deployed a group of search and rescue workers who boarded a rigid inflatable boat to reach the ill-fated vessel. The vessel encountered a problem with its steering wheel during its voyage from Namlea in Buru Island to the port of Ambon City. He stated, adding that the position of motor vessel Tiga Saudara was forecast to be around 15.30 miles from the Basarnas office. A landslide buried a road section in Gesing Hamlet, Krasak Village, Slaman Sub-District, Magelang District, Central Java Province on early Friday, crippling vehicular flow to and from Purworejo District. The landslide buried the Magelang Purworejo road section at around 2:30 a.m. local time after heavy rains lashed the area for hours since Thursday afternoon, acting head of the Magalang District Mitigation Agency Edi Susanto stated on Friday. Landslide material reached heights of 1 meter to up to 3 meters, and rescue workers were required to use at least 2 backhoes to clear the debris and fallen trees blocking the main road. The Magalang Purworejo Road section is the only road accessible to drivers and motorists keen on traveling to and from the two districts. Susanto said his office has coordinated with local policemen to manage the flow of vehicles to avoid traffic congestion. Due to heavy rainfall, landslides also ripped off Gejiwan Hamlet in Krasak Village, Salaman Subdistrict, blocking the Hamlet Road, as well as Krambetan Hamlet in Jogomulyo Village, Tempuran Subdistrict, damaging a house. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
After decades, for the first time, an Australian Prime Minister set foot on Fiji and Vanuatu. This week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the two countries. For Australia, this is like keeping the promise made 2 months ago. At that time, Australia was committed to pouring funds of up to $2 billion in grants and soft loans to Pacific countries. What made Australia suddenly open its maneuver to the east, which had been neglected? Apparently, the People's Republic of China has approached the Pacific region in eastern Australia since 8 years ago. The money poured out by Beijing for cooperation with countries in the Pacific had reached $1.3 billion. That amount places China as the number 2 donor country after Australia. Another thing is President Xi Jinping's 4-day visit in Papua New Guinea in the series of his attendance at the APEC summit in Port Moresby some time ago. Australia is actually in a dilemma. If it disturbs Beijing in the Pacific region, Australia will also accept the consequences because Beijing is a key trading partner. Yet Australia and its main ally, the United States, are worried that China will not only build trade relations but also place military bases in the region. Australia must also be clever to play a role so that its relationship remains good with both the US and China, which currently are involved in a trade war. China entered the Pacific to reduce Taiwan's influence in the region. Taiwan, a country that is not recognized by Beijing, has helped many Pacific countries, of course, with the aim that they support Taipei. The presence of Beijing has prompted several Pacific countries to cease their support for Taiwan. If Australia is in a state of anxiety, this is not the case with the Pacific countries. They were suddenly like having a windfall because of the kindness race between Australia and Beijing. The problem is, a good deed usually deserves another. So that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We start from a happening which occurred on January 18, 1999, the opening of peace conference in Paris. We start from a happening which occurred on January 18, 1919, the opening of peace conference in Paris. The 1919 Paris Peace Conference was a conference held by the winners of World War I to negotiate a peace agreement between the Allies and the Central Bloc, which had lost. The conference was opened at Palace of Versailles on January 18, 1919. Next, we turn to a happening which occurred on January 18, 1964. The Beatles performed in the music charts of Billboard magazine for the first time. The Beatles appeared on the Billboard magazine charts for the first time on January 18, 1964. The music group was named the most successful rock musician of the 60s. The Beatles was one of the earliest and most influential rock groups in the modern era. Its personnel were John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. The Beatles were seen as an embodiment of progressive ideas, influencing the social-cultural revolution of the 60s decade. we end with a happening of large demonstrations of students for dissatisfaction with the handling of the September 30 movement on January 18, 1966. After the September 1965 of Indonesian Communist Party PKI movement occurred, the public was disappointed and angry because President Sukarno's government did not take much action and the national economy deteriorated. Eventually, demonstration movements arose demanding the dissolution of the PKI and its mass organizations and demanding PKI figures be tried in accordance with applicable laws in Indonesia. Until January 18, 1966, there was a large-scale demonstration carried out by young people and students who joined the Pancasila Front to the State Secretariat building demanding economic changes by the government. Listener, that was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dulu saat ku siap mati untukmu, kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Kau usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau fikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Thank you.
That's the song entitled Aku Cuma Punya Hati, sung by Mita. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia, read by Nita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Diriku ingin ku tahu arti hidupku, hanya dirimu yang melengkapiku. Kaulah nafasku, dirimu, kaulah yang terindah di hidupku. Air matamu lembahkan hatiku yang ada untukmu. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, aku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Genggam tanganku bersandar kepadaku, ingin ku berada di sampingmu sepanjang hidupku. Rasa ini hanya ada saat bersamamu. Bahagiaku dengar canda tawamu, terangi hatiku. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Walau waktu berjalan, ku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu.
Indonesia.
That's the song entitled Dunia Bersamamu by The Overtunes. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia, entitled Indonesian Government Manages to Reduce Poverty Rate. The Central Bureau of Statistics, BPS, said that the poverty rate in Indonesia fell from 10.12% in September 2017 to 9.66% in September 2018. The number of poor people in Indonesia reduced by 910,000 from 26.58 million in September 2017 to 25.67 million people in September 2018. This was stated by head of BPS Suharyanto at a press conference in Jakarta on Tuesday, January 15. Suharyanto explained the decline in poverty in September 2018 was confirmed in a number of indicators such as farm labor real wages, farmer exchange rates, and inflation. The real wages of farm workers rose 1.6% compared to March 2018, while the farmers' exchange rate rose 1.21%. Inflation was maintained low at 0.95% during the same period. Suharyanto said, even though poverty rates dropped, food still contributed high to the poverty line. According to him, the condition became a hard work for the government. Responding to data released by BPS, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said that the reduction in poverty rate released by BPS was not a false achievement. According to him, the reduction in poverty rates proves that the government's programs and performance are running optimally. Darmin Nasution explained that the government program to eradicate poverty is indeed variety, such as social assistance in the form of the Family Hope Program, which provides cash assistance to families with low economic capacity. There is also social assistance for scholarships, then village funds, and People's Business Credit or KUR. Darmin Nasution moreover stressed that infrastructure development is one of the government programs that play an important role in reducing poverty. Since the construction of infrastructure is the key of rural and urban connectivity, through the infrastructure, logistics delivery, and anything related to improving welfare can be accommodated. The minister added his party would not change or even reduce poverty reduction programs that had been proven successful. Meanwhile, Indonesian Social Minister Agus Gumiwang believes that by the end of 2019, the poverty rate will fall to 9%. One of the government's efforts to reduce poverty is by enlarging the Hope Family Program. Minister Agus Gumiwang considered the Hope Family Program can give a substantial contribution to the people's welfare program, especially poverty reduction. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita telah memutuskan tak lagi bersama karena rintangan yang ada tak henti menghadang. Haruskah ku menepis rasa ini? Salahkah aku atas perasaan ini yang tak mampu menutupi aku masih cinta kamu? Biarkan aku pilih jalan untuk sendiri tanpa harus ada lagi cinta selain diri.
That's the song entitled Adilkah Ini, sung by Tia Afi. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia. Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Serambang Park. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id, or you can also hear through frequency 3325 kHz. Director of Operation of Perum Perhutani Hari Priyanto and Regent of Ngawi Regency Budi Sulistiono handed over the Certificate of Standardization for the Natural Tourism Management Canopy in 2018 to each person in charge of 7 tourism locations that have been standardized. They are Kawah Putih, Cikole, Curug, Cilember, Puncak Bintang, Guci Asyavana, Serambang Park, and Tanjung Papuma. The submission of the certificate is a follow-up to the implementation of Canopy, which was held on November 11, 2017. Canopy is a brand or identity that is responsible in the various characters of Perhutani's natural tourism with guaranteed professional and quality product standards, services, and management. This is management's commitment to continuously improve the quality of natural tourism products and services. Canopy's standard location offers a pleasant, clean, and adventurous travel experience. Fresh, fun, and adventure. Well, listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduce you one of the 7 tourism destinations that obtains Canopy certificate, namely Serambang Park. Being in the middle of the Jogoro forest area, the northeast slope of Mount Lawu, and visiting the area, you are served not only with natural beauty, but also green forest, fresh river water, waterfall, and the cool mountain air can also be felt here. This tourism destination can be reached from downtown Ngawi with a distance of 30 kilometers with a travel time of 52 minutes by motor vehicle. Serambangan Park is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. To enter here, you must pay an entrance ticket, 15,000 rupiah per person. Listeners, when you enter this tourism area, you will feel the fresh air and hear the chirping of birds. While traveling to Serambang Park, you should visit waterfall, because the waterfall is indeed a major tourism attraction. In the waterfall, you can soak to enjoy the freshness of the water. You can also take a walk to feel the beauty of this tourism attraction. Don't forget to take a photo at the available photo spot. There are various Instagrammable photo spots in Serambang Park, such as Tulisan Serambang Park Ngawi, deretan puluhan payung berwarna-warni, sky tree, various entrance decorations to tourism destination, tree house bridge and frame love. Listeners, tourism destination Serambang Park has been completed with various facilities such as a large parking area, restaurants, bathroom, gazebos, and places of worship. For those who want to travel here, it's better to bring an umbrella or raincoat. This is important because it often rains in December and January. Moreover, this destination is in the mountain, which is a catchment area for keeping rain drops. For those who want to stay overnight, you can stay at various hotels that are available nearby at this tourism location, or you can also homestay. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition about Serambang Park. We will meet in another interesting topic for another edition. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui. Semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika kau hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecupkan ingmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangatan mesra rasa cintamu. Kini kita kembali bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga tersenyum saja ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui. Semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika ku hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecupkan ini, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangat dan mesra rasa cintamu. Oh, oh. Dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa saat itu. Namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga saja kau sudah ada yang punya, begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan. Oh, oh,
oh,
begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, it's nice to meet you again in Miscellany. In today's edition, we will inform you about two hotels in Bali win the best new luxury hotel in the world award. So stay tuned with us. The tourist information site Luxury Travel Intelligence, LTI, released a list of the best new luxury hotels in 2018. 42 newest luxury hotels were launched in 2018. The results came out of the top 15 list, with first and second ranking falling on properties in the Maldives. The newest luxury hotel in Bali, Capella Ubud, ranked the 8th place, and Komo Uma Canggu ranked the 10th. Both represent Indonesia competing with other properties in the world, such as in Hong Kong, Mexico, Cambodia, Zanzibar, and Fiji. Listeners, located in the heart of the green forest, Capella Ubud has 10 camps that unite harmoniously with the surrounding nature. Inspired by the European tent of the 1800s, architect Phil Bensley designed Capella Ubud as a memorial to the spirit of adventure. There are 21 rooms that resemble private tents in Capella Ubud, which are located on a complete slope with saltwater swimming pool. The hotel is located at Kliki Village, Tegallalang District, Ubud, Gianyar, Bali. Meanwhile, Komo Uma Canggu is right in front of the beach, a paradise for surfers. Komo Uma Canggu, located on Jalan Pantai Batu Mejan, Eho Beach, has many facilities for health. Besides the fitness center, there are also Pilates studios, tree studios, and Komo Sambala retreat special buildings intended for mental and physical health. Apart from Indonesia, the 15 best hotels in the world are in China, Cambodia, Zanzibar, Mexico, Laos, France, Fiji, and Spain. That was Miss Lani for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya semakin rupawan, matanya
cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda, gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia? Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda, gayanya wajar mempesona, siapa dia?
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners of Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to the segment of Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a song to you entitled Sa Jojo from Papua by Martin Mailoa. In general, this song tells the story about a beautiful girl in a village who loved and pride by her parents, community, and men in her village. Sa Jojo is one of popular songs from Papua. Not only in Papua, Sa Jojo is also known in other regions in Indonesia, even abroad. The song is also used as accompaniment of Papuan traditional dance with the same name, Sa Jojo dance. Sa Jojo dance is usually performed on the entertainment stage or to welcome guests or tourists who come to Papua. Here is Martin Mailoa with his song entitled Sa Jojo.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. thank you for attention. We will give you another interesting information and stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world or Instagram voice_of_Indonesia or Twitter at Voi Indonesia or an email voi@voinews.id.